San Francisco restricts RV parking in effort to combat homelessness. San Francisco has approved a new 2-hour parking limit on all oversized vehicles in an attempt to prevent homeless people from living in RVs and to reclaim public spaces across the city. The policy was passed by city supervisors in a 9-2 vote on July 22. No child should grow up in San Francisco forced to live in a car, and no parent should have to raise their child in those conditions. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie said in his introduction of the plan in June, "This legislation combines compassion with accountability, offering a clear path to housing while restoring safety, cleanliness, and accessibility to our streets and public spaces." This policy is part of Lurie's Breaking the Cycle plan, an initiative that aims to transform San Francisco's response to homelessness and addiction. According to the ordinance, in May, the Healthy Streets Operations Center identified approximately 500 large vehicles parked in San Francisco's public streets, of which more than 430 were occupied. It adds that last year, the city estimated that more than 1,400 households were living in vehicles, a 37% increase from 2022. The city said in a June 10 statement that the mayor expanded the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing's rehousing subsidy program to support up to 115 families living in large vehicles. It added that housing will be offered based on individuals' needs and eligibility. "By offering a bridge to prevention, housing, and social services, we are addressing the root causes of vehicular homelessness and fostering a pathway out of homelessness for those in need," said Shireen McSpadden, the department's executive director. RV dwellers living on city streets before the end of May were eligible to receive temporary exemption from this parking limit through a permit. This permit program, adopted by the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency on June 17, requires these individuals to accept short or long-term housing, among other conditions. Jennifer Friedenbach, executive director of the Coalition on Homelessness, said that she believes city officials are behind on establishing details of the permit program. "I think that there's going to be people who lose their RVs. I think there's going to be people who are able to get into shelter, but at the expense of people with higher needs like those sleeping on sidewalks," she said.